the swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Max, what do you want for dinner?
Justice. DC's Justice League is a movie with a lot of problems. It's an identity crisis. It feels like a Marvel movie, and it's not the least of its problems.
Let's do it.
It's the latest big budget superhero cash grab to come out this month. And this fifth extension of the DC universe is so middle of the road that it may as well be the James Blunt of superhero movies.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
But what's even worse is I don't even think the co-directors Zack Snyder and Joss Whedon know what this movie was meant to be. You've got Ben Affleck as Batman, Superman's presumed dead, Gal Gadot's back as Wonder Woman, a much-needed comic relief playing The Flash, and a bunch of other supports, but we don't really even care who they are because we haven't been given a reason to.
That feels like an oversimplification.
Justice League is a complete botch job, but more specifically, it's a literal headbutt between the creative visions of Joss Whedon and Zack Snyder.
That's the opposite of what the saying is.
And it's really obvious. Like, you can very easily tell at some points you've got Snyder's sinister vision of the movie with these recognizably dark undertones.
I need something more, something darker.
But then the movie will abruptly change and gets completely Whedonized with all these bright colors and goofy jokes, so you feel like you may as well be watching The Avengers. The plot is everything you'd expect, which is fine because it's a superhero movie, but when you literally have to spell out and say,
I'm putting together a team. People with special abilities.
It just comes across as lazy. And when the gang do get together, they finally unite to fight evil against possibly the worst supervillain of all time, a CGI centaur. Steppenwolf may as well be an extra in the movie as well, because let's face it, he's about as interesting as a bag of wet bread. But like other aspects of the film, it's obvious that the filmmakers haven't really thought about his motivations, because we're not really given any reason to care.
Divided. We are not enough.
Justice League is a bland, beige as hell action movie and a massive bitch slap to the face for even the biggest of superhero fans out there. It gets 2.5 out of 5.
Triple J.